The Randolph girls basketball team getting ready to open up WIAA tournament play with the number one seed, welcoming Wayland Academy for their regional opener. Coach Chad Kaufman joins us. Coach, state of your girls as you get ready for the postseason run.
They've been looking to this for a while. Obviously, the old adage, we've been taking one game at a time. We were lucky enough to lock conference up about against Fall River a week and a half ago. But after the disappointment last year losing in the sectional final, you know, our number one goal is always to win conference. And they're ready. They're eager. We got Wayland coming in tomorrow. And then hopefully get to play again on Friday night if we go and take care of business tomorrow. But the girls have been energized, still coming to practice every day with something to prove, trying to get better on a daily basis, and it's really a good group to work with. They have a lot of goals still out on the table for them, and see how far of a postseason run we can make.
Coach, how about your regular season? You mentioned you're coming into this season after the deep run last year that came up a little short. You knew you'd have a target on your back every night, and your girls came out and took care of business every night.
Our AD, Vince Propson, did a wonderful job of helping us schedule some very challenging non-conference games. Played Marshall, Lake Mills, who won the Capital Conference. We played at Sheboygan North. Luther Prep, we played Laconia, who won the flyaway. Oakfield in a crossovers game. We played New Berlin West, who was ranked for a while in Division II. So we were really, really tested outside of conference. And then conference, a lot of games. I mean, Partyville really improved this year. Fall River, Marquezan. We just came out on a nightly basis and took care of business. But I think with our non-conference schedule as well and how we handled it, we're ready for tournament play.
Coach, if somebody's not familiar or hasn't seen the Rockets play, I think if they look at the box scores, they see Jory Buwalde, you know, averaging 20 and 10. But can you kind of talk about her game and then the rest of your roster this year? Because you've had a lot of girls contribute in a lot of different games this year.
It's anybody on any given night. Obviously, Jory's a go-to girl for us, averaging 20 and 10. She does so many things well for us. She can play with her back to the basket, facing the basket. She can step on the perimeter, handle the ball. You know, she's a presence in the paint on the defensive end. She can trigger it. You know, our break, after she gets a rebound, if we don't have an outlet there. So she does those things, and she's a good leader for us. But everybody else, I mean, Presley Buwalde, a senior whose shooting average hasn't been what it was last year, but she's the heart and soul of our team. She's always on the toughest defensive offensive threat on the perimeter. She handles the ball for us. She initiates our offense. She just does everything we ask her to do. Abby Kutzman, another senior. And going down the line, Maddie DeVries, Breanne Baird, Lauren Grieger, anybody can handle any job on any given night. And we got a bunch of girls averaging 9, 8, 7, 7, 6. It doesn't matter. So there'll be one game somebody scores 16. Another girl scores 13, grabs 5 or 6 boards. So anybody up on any given night.
You know, that makes it pretty tough for visiting teams to our teams that are coming in against you to game plan and scout for, right? Because obviously, you know, you got Jory in there, but any other girl, I mean, you have to count for her on any given night to make something happen.
I would say that. You know, the second half of the conference season, we saw a couple box and ones, and I was a little shocked it took that long to somebody play it on us on Jory. But you know, if they want to throw the junk defenses out there at us a little bit, we got other girls that can hit it from the perimeter. We got a couple slashers, Maya Moldenhauer, a girl I didn't mention before. They can get into the lane. They can distribute. They can finish around the basket. So, you know, I always think a lot about how we prep for other teams. I think we're a tough prep for any team just because we have so many girls that can do so many things, and it's a really selfless group.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, the tough non-conference schedule that Vinny Propson put together for you, too. And just looking at those teams, wide variety of styles, too, correct, where it gets you ready because you never really kind of know what you may see come tournament time?
Oh, there's no doubt. We saw fast-paced games. We had teams that really slowed it down, played a half-court setting. We saw a lot of full-court, three-quarter pressure. I mean, Laconia, who's going to have a dynamite team coming forward and is have a good chance to make a run in D4 this year. Obviously, they had some freshmen up, and they tried to pressure the heck out of us with their 1-3-1, three-quarter court. A bunch of different styles that, once again, is only going to help prepare us for the tournament run ahead that starts tomorrow.
Coach, you got to take it one game at a time, and Wayland Academy is your opening game. But when you look at your regional and your sectional, just what do you see?
As you say, one game at a time. But I was a little shocked when the seeding came out, the electronic seeding. Just watching all year, Sheboygan Lutheran plays in a really tough league in that Big East. You know, they had a couple losses late to Michigan, to Oostburg, to St. Mary Catholic. But I thought they were going to be a 2 or 3 seed. A little shocking that I saw them fall to a 4. I mean, they would have to come here for a regional final if we're lucky enough to get that far. But they're a good team. Oakfield, Lourdes on the other side of the bracket. Albany over there. If we come out and take care of business and do what we do and play our style, I think we should be in any game we play in. We just have to continue focusing on taking care of the basketball. We have our 4 to 5 goals going in every game of what we want to accomplish. And if we handle 80% of those goals, we're usually in good shape. So we're going to keep to that recipe.
Well, Coach, as a coach, you know, you've been around a while. You're a veteran guy now, Coach. Do you still get juiced up a little bit more as the playoffs come around, or are you still pretty even keel?
Try to stay even keel. You can tell the girls are up for it. Obviously, a little different feeling inside where you know you have a bad night, you can go home. So the biggest thing is we just want to help prepare them as much as possible. They've been looking forward to this for a long time. Took care of the conference season, took care of the non-conference season. Now with the postseason, they're really eager to get out and play tomorrow night. And yeah, obviously I'm excited. I'm excited for the girls because they got a great opportunity ahead of them. And I'm just looking what transpires. You know, the big old adage, enjoy the journey. Not looking down the road. We're going to, you know, work hard tonight, come after Wayland tomorrow, and then if we get a chance to come back to practice on Wednesday, great, and come back and get ready to go.
Well, Coach Chad Kaufman, I appreciate the time. Good luck to your Randolph Rockets as they begin the quest for a gold ball coming back home to Randolph.
Appreciate the call, Wade, and thank you, and go Rockets.